From NPM, the National Association of Pastoral Musicians, this is episode 253 of Ministry Monday.
Ministry Monday is a weekly podcast about music, ministry, and liturgy, produced by the National Association of Pastoral Musicians, or NPM. What is NPM? NPM is a national association that fosters the art of musical liturgy. The members of NPM serve the Catholic Church in the United States as musicians, clergy, liturgists, and other leaders of prayer. For more information, go to npm.org/join. Have a question? Email us anytime at ministrymonday@npm.org.
Hello, and welcome to Ministry Monday. I am your host, Amanda Bruce. If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to Ministry Monday wherever you listen to your podcasts each week, and we thank you for joining us today. Well, NPM is hitting the road this summer for two-day events across the United States. Today, we're sitting down with Executive Director Jennifer Klug to unpack these events, which are called NPM On the Road. What can we expect out of these events? Who should attend them? Where can we stay? These questions and many more are answered in this jam-packed episode.
Today on Ministry Monday, I am speaking with NPM's Executive Director, Jennifer Klug. Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
Great, Amanda. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I thank you for taking some time to sit down with us on Ministry Monday to talk about NPM's summer regional events that are going to be happening this year. So just for those who are listening who may not be NPM members or maybe have not watched last year's members meeting and don't know, can we just talk a little bit about these regional events first? So what are they called and what is it?
NPM On the Road is a series of six regional events hosted around the country. We will be traveling to Philadelphia, Atlanta, San Antonio, Chicago, Portland, and Oakland, California. The idea is that we're holding two-day events to give people around the country a flavor of what NPM is about, both in terms of our mission and our programming. So as we prepare for our 50th anniversary in 2026, we thought it was prudent to take a pause from having a major national convention in 2025 and instead focusing on getting around the country and sharing what we do.
You mentioned that these are two-day events all over the country. Who are they best suited for in terms of attendance? Like, who should go?
At the risk of sounding funny, everyone. Everyone involved in liturgical music in any way, shape, or form. So if you're a brand new music director, come to this event. You're a seasoned music director. There's something for you too. You're an accompanist, a choir member, a cantor, there's something for you. If you're a clergy member, there's something for you as well. Maybe you look at a program and you say, you know what, I don't actually see a session that speaks to me specifically as clergy. We invite you to come and experience it with your music director so you can understand what he or she does every single day and how together you can work to elevate your liturgy even further.
That's great. And I think we too, the programming for each city, like you said, may not have a clergy-focused session, but we made a very strong intention to make sure that there is some clergy representation in almost all six cities when it comes to either a keynote or a workshop or even the concert itself.
Yes, very mm-hmm. true.
Okay. So let's actually stay on that for a little bit. We will talk and break down the programming itself in just a little bit, but I want to talk about the locations. So you quickly just mentioned all the cities, which can be found on our website. We know it's a lot. But I want to talk about the fact that when someone looks at the website and looks at these six cities, that they will see some are at universities and some are at churches, parishes. Why is that?
As we began this planning process, we felt it was very important to listen closely to our local leadership and base our decisions on their feedback. So, for example, in Philadelphia, we have great colleagues at Rosemont College who said, this is a perfect place to host it. In Atlanta, we're at a parish because that parish provided all of the resources that we needed. So that was really the driving force. How do we take that local feedback about location venues that can serve the needs of the event the best?
Okay, great. Now, in terms of the sessions, are any of the six cities going to be offered in Spanish?
Yes. I am delighted to report that our event in San Antonio, which is June 27th and 28th, will be a completely bilingual event. So, bilingual liturgy, a bilingual keynote presentation, and then the workshops will be offered one session in English, and then the session will be offered another time in Spanish. So same topic, but once in Spanish and once in English.
So another thing I want to ask you about is in the planning, I noticed that each city is on a different day of the week. So for example, some are like Monday to Tuesday, San Antonio is Friday to Saturday. Why are they on different days of the week depending on the city?
Again, I feel like the viewers will hear me say this multiple times during the session. This was another place where we listened to our local community. The San Antonio team really felt it was important to be inclusive of the Spanish-speaking community and felt that a Friday-Saturday program would be more accessible to everyone within San Antonio. Other regions said, let's look at weekdays because we know many music ministers are going to have those ministerial commitments on the weekend, and perhaps the venue wouldn't be available on the weekend either because of the needs of that particular parish. And so we really listened to what the teams were telling us. Is a Thursday, Friday best? Is a Monday, Tuesday best? And we planned based upon that feedback.
Okay, so in the planning process too, I assume that some of the considerations for these regional events were to focus on the fact that many people will be driving to these events. So, if I'm driving in, let's just say I'm driving to the Philadelphia location, is there going to be parking available? I know that's so granular, but it's an important conversation to have.
It is because for many people, it determines how do I get there? Do I take the train? Do I fly?
Yeah.
Do I drive? The answer is yes, there will be parking available.
Okay. All right, great. So, let's talk about cost. So, what's the pricing going to be like for NPM on the road?
Great. Well, as of today, registration is open. And for members, the registration is $100. That includes two meals, a reception, all of the programming, all of your materials. For non-members, it's $125. However, this comes with a 6-month membership to NPM. So we
Wow.
really wanted to be intentional about sharing the mission for those 2 days, but how do we include people who are new to NPM or returning to NPM, not just for those 2 days, but for a good bit of time. So those are the rates through April 2nd. And then on April 2nd, the rates do go up by $25.
I still think, though, whether you do early bird registration or regular registration after April 2nd, I think that's a pretty competitive price point. I mean, right? Like, was that intentional? I mean, I'm sure it was, but like, was there thought behind keeping it as low as we can, especially considering there are two meals included?
Yes, absolutely. We know that everyone's dollars are stretched tighter than ever. And we wanted to make sure that we could bring value to participants, but also, be mindful of our current economy.
Now, I know these are not regional conventions. You've said that ad nauseum. I know these are not regional conventions, but is there going to be any presence whatsoever with exhibitors?
Yes. So it won't look the same as you might see at convention. There won't be a huge exhibit hall. What you're going to see is maybe similar to if you've attended the FDLC gathering or Southwest Liturgical Conference. It's going to be more tables than booths, but we have reached out to all of our exhibiting partners to invite them to participate in whatever way they would like to. So in each city, you're probably going to see a different combination of vendors, but there will definitely be a presence.
Okay, so we've talked about the framework of these events in all six cities. Let's talk a little bit about what these 2 days are going to look like. So, what's the overall like structure or schedule of each city in the event?
We wanted to make sure that both days felt pretty full of content. We've all looked at an event schedule, and unfortunately, sometimes it feels like there might be a throwaway day. We did not want either day to feel this way. So the event begins mid to late afternoon on day one. So registration followed by a welcome by yours truly and our local team. Then we will have the first part of our keynote offered. And this will be followed by evening prayer. And then each city will also have a concert. In this concert, lots of different things. I encourage you to check out the website to see what's going to be offered in each city. No two cities are alike for the concert. And the concert will be followed by a reception ending day one. On day two, we'll have some type of continental breakfast available to you, welcome you back, get right into the second part of the keynote. The two-part keynote idea was really appealing because I know I've had the experience myself when you hear a keynote plenum presentation and you feel like at the end of that hour, you have just scratched the surface of a topic. The two-part keynote allows you to hear the first part, digest it, come back that second day to then delve more deeply into the topic. After the keynote, we'll have a short break. We'll break off into workshops, have some lunch, have more workshops, have a joint publisher reading session, and then our day will end with our closing mass and a blessing of musicians.
So, also, let's talk about the joint publisher reading session for a little bit. What can we expect with that?
We have invited four publishers, OCP, GIA, Simply Liturgical, and Morningstar, to submit a few pieces that can be shared in what we're calling a joint publisher reading session. This will hopefully give participants a varied flavor of what can be offered in terms of octavos and service music as well.
Okay, that's great. So we talked about the joint reading session. We talked about the overall structure. I do want to also make a caveat, though, that depending on the city, that schedule could change slightly based upon the facilities and the use. Okay, great. So let's talk about the workshops. So you mentioned, of course, we have a two-part keynote. That's great. You talked about workshops. You mentioned that they're happening twice on the second day. Why is it that in some cities, those who are looking at our website might see that there are only four workshops in most locations?
In most of the locations, there are four workshops offered in the morning and then repeated in the afternoon. So, in the case of San Antonio, those workshops are going to be in one language in the morning and in the other language in the afternoon. In one location, we do have some different programming in the morning and the afternoon. Some the same, some different. That was done for a couple of reasons, but primarily because one of the pieces of feedback we receive most frequently from a national convention is, gosh, I wish you had offered some of the sessions another time because I had to pick one thing out of 8 or 10, and you just can't be everywhere at once, and not everything is necessarily recorded. So, wow, wouldn't it be great to have some bonus time with that? So from the very beginning, that was part of this structure. How do we allow people to really get that second opportunity?
How were the topics chosen also? I forgot to ask that.
Again, this is another place that the local teams were so instrumental. From the beginning, we said, what are the ministerial needs of your diocesan community and of the surrounding diocese, knowing that's going to be the geographical draw for these events? So we said, what do you need? Who would you recommend? What topics are pertinent? And so we looked at those lists individually, but then we also looked at those suggestions from a big picture, looking at all six locations to make sure that there could be similar themes among the locations, but that each one definitely had its own feel as well.
I think too, if I remember correctly, some of that programming was chosen also because there might be some members who want to go to two. They might want to go to multiple over the summer.
Exactly.
Okay,
That's
great.
exactly right. You know, some cities are really easy to get to. I mean, for example, Atlanta has this massive, massive airport. It's really easy to get in and out of Atlanta. So perhaps I'm in Chicago, but I want to go to Atlanta for another event.
Okay, great. So let's talk a little bit about something outside of the 2-day event that is in each city called the extra beat. What is the extra beat?
The extra beat is a whole lot of fun. Seriously, these were events designed to give people another opportunity to experience something about this city. So these are sometimes ministerial related, but other times they're just about going to have some fun. So, you know, in Philadelphia, it's called Philly's Finest, and it's a walking tour of Philly, and there's going to be some historical stuff, and there's also going to be some food involved because why wouldn't you? In Atlanta, we're offering the civil rights walking tour. You know, how important for a city like Atlanta. In San Antonio and in Oakland, we're offering a tour of some of the missions. And these are really fun opportunities. They are optional, so you don't have to sign up for one if for whatever reason, if time doesn't allow, if it doesn't pique your interest, they're completely optional, but they are also very limited in how many people we can fit on them. So they range from as few as 12 people that we can fit on a tour to up to as many as 50. So we do anticipate that all of these extra beats will sell out and probably pretty quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. When I looked at the list and I looked at how cool they are and also the capacity based on what it is, honestly, that was the first thing I thought is if I were picking which one to attend, I would not wait to register because the only way to register for an extra beat is through your registration for that on the road event in that city. It will be offered as an add-on that you can toggle in your registration. Granted, there is, I should mention, also a small extra fee depending on what the tour is or whatever the extra beat is to cover cost. But I do see that if there's a reason to register early for a city and you want an extra beat, that's it. I mean, because I do think, Jennifer, you're right. I think these are going to sell out really fast.
Yes, and you alluded to an important point about the pricing for them. So we wanted the pricing to remain really competitive. So, and you'll see as you look from city to city that the pricing really does range, you know, in some cases pretty widely. We wanted to make sure that we were, of course, covering any of the admission costs, things like that. But we're also looking at being able to cover transportation and then some of the administrative overhead as well associated with them.
And also, too, in some of the instances, if I remember correctly, like for example, like the missions or a church tour, there might be a donation that is suggested for us to visit that location, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, which
Correct.
of course,
Yeah.
the fee that people would pay to register for that extra beat, NPM would then cover that donation in order for us to go.
That's exactly correct.
Okay, all right. All right, so those are cool. I really love them. I also want to mention Chicago. I mean, there are one to two for every city that they are
Yeah.
so much fun. They have been so much fun to talk about. But also I want to mention too that Chicago, one of Chicago's, oh man, there are so many. One of
I know,
Chicago's
right?
really piques my interest because it's called Pizza Pipes in the Park. And so it will be some church visits, a couple organ crawls, some Chicago deep dish pizza, and ending at Millennium Park. I mean, oh, these are so cool. I just think they are so fun. They've been so enjoyable to put together. But anyways, I digress. So we've talked about the event, we've talked about the extra beat. Let's talk about a couple more practical things. Where can we stay in these locations? What are the accommodations?
That's a great question. So every single city will have a hotel block available. You're not required to stay at that hotel, but it is a rate that we have negotiated. So that's one place to get started. In the case of the University of the Incarnate Word and at Rosemont College, on campus accommodations will be available. These are pretty simple accommodations. You have to bring your own linens, bring your own toiletries, but if you're looking for a very budget-friendly option, that's one thing that's available for you. And if there's a little bit more money in the budget, the hotel options will be available too. Another point to consider is that the city often drives that price point for the hotel. So Atlanta might be more expensive than San Antonio. Chicago might be more expensive than Oakland. They're really going to vary from city to city. And I think certainly our members and past convention attendees have that experience as well. For example, Reno, we had a very inexpensive room rate. It was a little bit more expensive in Kansas City.
Okay, so we've talked about all things on the road. Let's talk about if someone's listening and they say, "This sounds great. I've picked my city. I want to go to an extra beat. How do I register? What do I do?"
Well, registration is officially open, so you can go to npm.org and you will be able to find the links to register. Make sure that you choose the city you want to attend. There is a
Right.
unique registration for each city. So if you're planning on attending more than one, you will have to complete two registrations, but they're pretty quick and painless.
Okay, great. And if anyone has any questions, should they get in touch with the national office?
Absolutely. You can get in touch with the national office either by emailing npmsing@npm.org or you can call the national office at 240-247-3000.
Okay, great. Jennifer, it has been so enjoyable to talk about on the road with you. I know that when you presented this idea during the members meeting last year, the amount of interest and buzz that we got was not surprising, but exciting. It was so exciting because people have been emailing us, calling us, wanting to know more details, which is so great. And so I'm thrilled that we're able to share this today. I'm thrilled that registration was open. And now I have to admit to you, I have to confess to you that I think now the hard work begins for our registrants because we have to figure out where we're going and which one we're going to, or if we're going to more than one, I don't know. But thank you for your work on these events. They look great. And I'm really excited as we start to see registration open.
It's going to be a great summer. I'm delighted that I plan to be at all of them, and it's such a wonderful opportunity for us to get out there and meet our members. And I would be remiss in kind of my closing if I didn't say, we are celebrating a jubilee year in the church right now with this theme, Pilgrims of Hope. And our on the road theme ties intentionally directly into that. We are on this journey as NPM. We are Pilgrims of Hope.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you.
When he calls on me, I will answer him. I will deliver him and give him glory. I will grant him length of days.
Thanks so much to Jennifer for her time today. For more information about each city for NPM on the road and how to register, as registration is open, visit the show notes of this episode or visit npm.org. The recording of When He Calls on Me was written by Roger Holland and produced by GIA Publications. The theme music for this episode was written by Aaron Schaus, and today's episode of Ministry Monday was produced by me, Amanda Bruce. That's it for today. With the Spirit's gifts empowering us for the work of ministry, thank you for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next time on Ministry Monday.
Says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God, in whom I trust.